VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The United States has elected a new president. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Donald Trump was elected U.S. president Wednesday, capping a comeback 4 years after he was voted out of the White House and ushering in a new American leadership, likely to test Democratic institutions at home and relations abroad.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
Early Wednesday, many world leaders took to the social media platform X to congratulate Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was one of the first U.S. allies to send a message of support, praising Trump's historic return, which he said offers a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and America. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban sent his congratulations via a video message.
I say a brilliant victory, perhaps the biggest comeback and giant struggle in Western political history.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who has called for more U.S. and Western support to fight off Russia's invasion, spoke positively of what he said was Trump's commitment to peace through strength in world affairs. French President Emmanuel Macron also quickly offered congratulations. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said his government stands shoulder to shoulder in defense of shared values of freedom, democracy, and enterprise. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Abortion's rights advocates won in six states, but lost in three. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota defeated constitutional amendments, leaving their bans in place. Abortion rights amendments also passed in Arizona, Colorado, and Maryland. Nevada voters also approved an amendment, but they'll need to pass it again in 2026 for it to take effect. A measure that allows more abortion restrictions and enshrines the state's current 12-week ban was adopted in Nebraska, and a competing one to ensure abortion rights failed. Results were still pending in Montana. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is